Hello everyone, this is Jason here and Anupama. I'm joined by my teammate Anupama. Say hi Anupama.
Hi everyone.
Hello everyone, we are students of second MA English from St. Joseph's University, Shift 3, and we are recording this podcast as part of our English studies research seminar obligation, right? So anyway, let's begin. We are recording this so that we can talk about pop culture or popular culture.
Yeah.
Right. So we thought that we would analyze Bollywood movies because Bollywood is part of popular culture today. And we thought we'd look at romance in Bollywood films and TV shows and see how it has evolved and what aspects of it we can talk about regarding pop culture. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. So first of all, let's talk about what pop culture is. Anupama, what do you think pop culture is?
For me, like, pop culture plays a very big role in our life, okay, especially for Indians, because like through music and movies we are somehow connected. Like, everyone wants to be like hero, that they want to become like Kabir Singh. And they behave like
Kabir Singh is a very actually important thing that you mentioned, but you know, that's definitely a movie that we'll talk about later on, because apparently it has a lot of, people have a lot of opinions on that, and that's also,
yeah,
part of pop culture, right?
Yeah, true.
Right, let's read what pop culture is. If you look at the Cambridge Dictionary, right, it says, look at this, pop culture noun: music, TV, cinema, books, etc. that are popular and enjoyed by ordinary people rather than experts or very educated people. So what do you think of this definition of pop culture?
I think like people are getting influenced by movies especially because,
right,
yeah, it's affecting the youth as well and,
right,
inspiring at some point. But the,
right,
thing is, most of the movies, like the 20s movie, mm-hmm, they're very, you know, getting toxic day by day,
right,
because people are now seeing relationship as casual things. Like now for this grown-up people, they feel like love is something like after movie only they experience this thing, and they feel like, oh, movie is love is something that like kind of lust. They see love as lust.
So there's very like, love these days is very like physical and,
yeah, and especially it's influenced from movie,
right,
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whether movies influence culture or culture influences movies,
I think,
is also something that we need to talk about.
Yeah, true. Because, yeah, I think both are interconnected to each other.
Right.
Like, movies are basically made based on today's generation.
Right.
And today's generation are getting influenced by movies.
Right.
So I think both are getting mixed up and it's getting like more toxic.
Getting toxic?
Yeah, it's getting very toxic because it's like youths are getting influenced.
Right.
Like, for example, if you talk about Animal movie.
Right.
He's having affair with some other woman.
Okay.
Like, he's already married.
Right.
But he's having affair with some other woman just for revenge.
Okay.
So that's count as cheating.
Okay.
And I feel like there's more nudity in that movie.
Okay.
More rowdiness. So
would you say that you were not feeling comfortable when you're watching this
movie? No, because it's not family oriented movie. It's like more based on sex, more based on nudity, more based on like how, like, it also influences how men are treating their woman. It's like, it's very common these days to hit your woman, to disrespect them.
Mm.
Like, it seems like, oh, they are very cool, they are very manly. But actually, they are not.
Mm.
The definition of cool is not to being rowdy for me. It's being like very polite, to be very respectful toward your woman. That's the definition of cool. Like, how you present yourself, how you present your personality.
Mm.
But nowadays, the term cool is defined something else. It's like being rowdy, like being very toxic, and then riding like expensive bikes, kind of things. Like, it's getting very toxic for me. It's like, it's my opinion, I don't know about others, but I feel like today's generation is not like it's not getting better, but it's getting worse.
Getting worse.
Yeah.
And you think that Bollywood as an industry sort of reinforces this?
Yeah, because for example, there are lots of movies like Student of Year.
Okay.
And they're showing more about like rich students, rich children. We're going to rich or like very, you know, how to say?
Very like posh university.
Yeah. And like people are getting influenced. They're like, even like middle class students, like children, they want to go to their university and behave like rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And their parents are struggling behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's very, like, it's not like if you want to study somewhere, if you are willing to learn something, then you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have to go to some big universities or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that chance, if like, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is like, it's like trending, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's in so many reasons it's impacting our society also, like people mindset, how they see love, how they see, especially girls, because now people like girls are like getting objectified.
Most,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
And like there are lots of item songs and all. It's not bad, but the thing is, I don't like it at all. Like how they are presenting women there.
Right.
It's like an object.
Right.
Like they are not respecting that woman, but they are like, they're seeing that woman full of lust.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So in that sense, I guess like women are being objectified in that.
Do you think that like item songs, see item songs have been there from I think the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, true.
Right. So it's been there for quite a while, and I think it's there in most language industries. It's there in Tollywood, it's there in Kollywood.
Yeah, it's there.
But do you think that it's wrong to have it? Like from a Bollywood angle, what do you think, only from a Bollywood angle?
From my perspective, I feel like, yeah, item song is not bad. Like
okay.
It's not, but how you show that, how you are trying to convey, how you are trying to show that song, so
right.
That music, right? Because after like seeing all these things, people are seeing girls in that way only, right? Like they're like, oh, the what's her name, Malaika Arora, she is like,
she's become the item girl,
yeah,
of
item
Bollywood
girl. Yeah, true,
right?
So like after seeing Malaika, we can only remember that, oh, she plays item songs and all, right? So you can't see her in that good sense sometimes, because she is always playing that character, and
right.
People are justifying it, like it's like, oh, Malaika Arora, like she's so sexy, she's so bold. It's like, why can't you see her like she's also a good actress, right? But no one is defining that. She's like, oh, she's a good model, she has good figure, she's sexy, she dances well. Yes, she does this, but you, why are you not like objectifying like her as an object, like her ex, like only sexy and bald, not like
not her acting skills,
yeah.
Not her talent.
Yeah.
I see a lot of actresses also, like Katrina Kaif or Samira Reddy, and like many other like actresses are getting into like item songs because A, it pays well. It pays very, very well.
Yeah,
and you can,
true.
And B, it's also, I feel, they feel it's a form of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say about that? Do you think an item song is empowering?
No, not at all.
Item song is
not at all empowering. It's like, they talk about feminism, right?
Right.
But those are the girls who are playing item songs.
Right.
Right. In item songs, what they basically show is like, they are being objectified only, nothing
right.
special.
Right.
It's only about objectifying girls
right.
in item songs, right?
Right.
There's nothing special. There's nothing like anything to convey to others. It's full of lust. It's full of romance. It's full of objectifying. Nothing more than that.
Mm.
If we talk about item songs, right?
Right.
So I don't think item songs should be there. But if it's there, then let's not objectify any woman there.
Right.
We can make it for fun. We can like make it like in some other way, but not objectifying things, because their women are like, you know, the way they dress up,
Mm-hmm.
The way they dance,
mm-hmm.
it's like, it's very, like, it's, it looks very bad.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. Well, okay, let's talk about something else then.
Yeah.
Do you like Bollywood movies?
I like Bollywood movies, but earlier 90s movies are much better than 20s movies. Because I guess earlier movie, like, it was family oriented. Like,
right.
for example, Kal Ho Na Ho and Hum Saath Saath Hai. It's like family oriented.
Right.
I grew up watching that movies.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan of that. But now, if we talk about romance movies, like, especially romance movies, it's not nice. But there are some other movies like that are like documentary or something. That's good. That's nice. But if we talk about romance, then I don't think like this Bollywood movies, like romance movies, is not good.
So you don't have a favorite Bollywood movie?
I have like Hum Saath Saath Hai, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. It's like, it's good. But earlier also it was not that, you know, I don't know how people see that. But I guess like 90s was also kind of toxic. It influenced people not that much how it's impacting now.
Okay.
Earlier at least they show like how to love someone.
Right.
How love is. How do you feel when you are in love?
Right.
It's very beautiful feeling.
Right.
But now people are like creating some situations, say ghosting, some words are there, I don't know, some fancy words are there.
Mm.
Like in today's generation. I'm from this generation, but I seriously don't know. I like the situationship. Like people are in relationship, like they're not friends, they are not lovers.
Oh, situationships, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
They're like, they hold feelings for each other, but.
But it's not cool to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's not cool to express your love.
Yeah, but they.
Yeah.
Like, there will be romance, there will be love,
but
there will be no commitments.
I think this came out in I Hate Love Stories or something, right? That I Hate Love Stories was like primarily around situationships.
Yeah, so it's like. So people are getting influenced, by the way,
right,
because of that movies. So
right.
It's not, I can't blame Bollywood that it's impacting on today's youth, but it's like both are interconnected.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you not have a favorite romantic movie? Because my favorite romantic movie is Jab We Met.
Yeah, Jab We Met is also my favorite movie, I guess, because in that, like, Kareena Kapoor, she is very, you know, jhalli kind of girl.
Yeah, she's very extroverted.
Yeah.
And this other guy, what's his name?
Shahid Kapoor.
Shahid Kapoor. Shahid Kapoor is very like
calm,
introverted, always going through something.
Yes,
so sad.
Yes.
And she just comes like a ray of light. Mm. And it's a nice movie.
It's a nice movie. So like these days also, like after they break up, at that point of time, I think they were in a relationship.
Mm.
So now, like after they break up, I think they never talked. I guess because I've never seen them like.
Oh, you're talking about in real life?
Yeah, in real life. They were in a relationship.
Yeah, they were in a relationship.
Yeah, so it's getting viral. Like, reels are getting viral. That in one interview, they were like having some conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, when Jab We Met 2 is going to get released.
Yeah.
One, we're waiting for that. So, like, Jab We Met is a nice movie.
It is a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
So... okay, Jab We Met is maybe a good an example of a nice romantic movie.
Yes.
I think we'll probably be speaking about like in our next episode.
Mm.
We'll also talk about like what romantic movies did not work well.
Yeah.
Or what turned out to be really, really bad. We have two surprise guests for you guys who will come and they will talk about everything and anything under, you know, this topic, right? So... we will probably, we'll probably just talk about why we've chosen to do romance as an angle. You know, why is romance in Bollywood such an important aspect of pop culture and why we've chosen to do a podcast on it, right? So, Anupama, why do you think that, you know, romance in Bollywood is something that we are discussing in this podcast in the first place?
I feel like how... like it's very important topic to discuss.
Yeah.
Because it's impacting on people.
Right.
Again, I'm repeating this because it's very important to say this.
Right.
Like it's like how people are changing their mindset like after watching a movie.
Right.
Because a movie, you know, it can change your perspective.
Definitely. It's very influential.
Yeah.
All movies are influential.
Yeah. True. Yeah. So, I feel like if you are like making a movie,
mm-hmm.
it should be like very, but because movies are very powerful.
Mm.
It's very powerful. Okay.
Mm.
It's like, if you watch a movie, after that you will feel like, oh, I'm that character. I'll be playing that character.
Right.
So they will be in that character for 2-3 days. They can't come out from that.
You'll try to project that character's
persona. Yeah, true. Like, for example, when I watched Jab We Met,
mm-hmm.
I was trying to behave like Kareena Kapoor for so many days. But I was like, okay, fine. I can't. In reality, I can't be like that. Right? Because I have my own personality. But we get influenced by such movies, right? So if you're making such movies, then please be very careful about how it's going to impact in today's generation. Because anyway, like, movies are, like, movies should be very,
holistic.
Mm-hmm.
Something that sort of has a good effect on society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but nowadays, I can't see any movies.
Yeah. And I also feel like, you know, a very important aspect of pop culture, especially if you, in our class, we've studied that
mm-hmm.
pop culture is mass culture.
Yeah.
Pop, under John Story's definitions,
mm, yeah.
Right?
Mm.
So mass culture also includes like youth culture.
Yeah.
Right. So if romance, especially in a big industry like Bollywood,
mm-hmm.
is going to be done in a bad way, then it's also going to change how people see the idea of romance.
Yeah.
Like you said, people are more into lust than
true.
Love these days.
Yeah.
And their definition of romance starts and ends with lust
for a large portion.
So it is a relevant topic to talk about because it changes the way people view love, then that's relevant to our society also. And, you know, because it affects the youth, it's something that we can definitely talk about.
Yeah, and one more thing I want to add is
mm-hmm.
About dating apps.
Okay, dating apps. Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah,
hmm.
Like, I feel like dating apps are something like, it sounds very cringe to me
mm-hmm.
because how people are glorifying love is very strange. Like, love is not, like, you can't find love through online, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you might find someone, like, that match your vibes.
Right.
And then after, you can, like, that's up to you how you, carry that relationship, right?
Right.
But it's like dating app. You can judge someone by their bio, by
right.
their picture.
Right.
And you will be talking to them, but you won't know that is that person already married
mm-hmm.
or single,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I have like seen lots of people who are married
mm-hmm.
but behave like single
mm-hmm.
and then use dating apps
mm-hmm.
and they date some other girls. So it's ruining his family also
mm-hmm.
and the girls' lives too. Something
right.
like that.
Right, right. So
mm-hmm.
do you think this is part of pop culture today?
Yeah, because in lots of movies you can see like people using dating apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't remember the movies, but
okay.
there are lots of movies
mm-hmm.
Who are promoting this dating apps,
mm-hmm.
Shaadi.com. Even their family are insisting them, like, go find someone from Shaadi.com and go and meet. At least you can find one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, you know, you can't judge someone on basis of, on their bio, on their picture, right? Like, you don't know his history.
Are you trying to say that romance is becoming some sort of some mechanical process
yeah.
today? Everyone like, you reach an age, you get on Shaadi.com
yeah.
and then you imagine some love story
mm-hmm.
but that's not how love is.
Yeah,
right?
It's not how love is. It's like
yeah.
finding someone, like, you can't spend your whole life with someone whom you met from Shaadi.com. Yeah, sometimes it works. I'm not denying the fact that, oh, it won't work at all. Like, for some people it might work, but for some people it's very hurtful also.
Mm-hmm.
Because some, like how they are seeing love is very different from how actual the love is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it doesn't work out. It's like, okay, we can date for 2 months. We
mm-hmm.
can date for 1 week. After
mm-hmm.
we won't talk. Like that, they continue only. Both of them agrees also.
Right.
Like, it's very strange. It's like, it's not love at all. So for dating apps, it's like for dating only. There's no love. By chance, if you like love that person, then that's well and good. But if you don't love that person, it's like only dating. So, you know, earlier it was not like that. If you're committed, you're committed. You can't date all this. Like, there's nothing like that, right? So I think it's influencing people
a lot, right?
I get that. Yeah.
Anyway, I think we'll end this episode here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anupama, for being a lovely co-host and talking about this, about these things. On the next episode, we'll speak to two surprise guests, of course, our classmates. And we'll talk more about romance in Bollywood, how it's evolved, how it is today, and do people actually like romance movies these days, or do they prefer action movies over romance movies? And how, whether women's voices are being amplified enough in romance movies, or is it just becoming one big patriarchal mess, right? So we'll talk about this on the next episode.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Pop Culture with Jason and Anupama, I guess, is the name of our show. And we have with us our two lovely guests for the second episode, Anupriya and Janvi, our classmates.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
How does it feel to spend your Sunday recording this podcast?
Let's not get into that.
Okay. So they'll be helping us with this aspect of our popcorn to communicate theory. I think we're both doing it on pop culture, so that's really nice. So, did you listen to the previous episode?
Yes, we did.
Right? And what do you guys think about it?
I think you guys discussed a host of topics that would be very interesting to address right now, like item songs and portrait of lust and all of that.
Right. Okay, cool. So, why don't we first of all start with very simple questions like, are you guys fans of Bollywood?
I would say yes. I still have hope in Bollywood, and I love some Bollywood romance movies, and I'm a hopeless romantic at heart, so
yeah. For me, I think I'm still confused. My entire childhood was about Bollywood, because I had great fans in my home itself. My father was great Bollywood fan, and I think I have been watching movies, Bollywood movies, with him. I did not like understand movies before, but now as I'm getting into it, I'm a little confused about it. Yeah.
So you think the older you get, your impressions of Bollywood are changing?
Yes. I think both of us would agree to that. The quintessential Bollywood romance movies are becoming more, is that really what we watched? Is that really what we understood?
I think it's completely changing of, you know, perspectives and getting into some different dimension. It feels like watching Bollywood movies now. So yeah, comparatively, yes.
Do you think we have changed as people, or Bollywood has changed as an industry?
I think the in my perspective, the problem is that Bollywood has not changed. And we as people have grown.
Okay.
So that is one clash that has happened. And now Bollywood is trying to sort of force the change in the wrong ways. So, I don't think.
What do you guys think about
that? I do totally agree with Charmi. I think Bollywood is coping into the generation.
Right.
It's going together with the generation now. And so Bollywood is making, like, coming itself, like, you know, to get attached with the people of this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But I don't think it's happening that way. I think recent movies like Nadania, they are shit. And right now the pop culture-y thing is to shit talk about movies like these. That have starred nepo kids like Ananya Pandey and now Ibrahim Ali Khan and all of them. So they are trying to grow, but not in the right direction.
So what do you guys feel? Do we spoke about pop culture, right? And not to get very technical, but we also mentioned John stories, it's mass culture and therefore also youth culture. Do you think that pop culture and Bollywood movies, especially in India, influence each other? How do they influence each other, if they do?
Oh, they do.
They do?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Okay. They do.
I think both of them are quite interconnected, as I think Anupama also addressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both influence each other. So movies like Jab We Met, as you guys mentioned, Geet really became an icon for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we use a lot of Bollywood references in our daily conversations, my favorite room,
mm-hmm.
and palat palat palat, and all
mm-hmm.
of these. Maybe not in our daily conversations, but we do get these references if
mm-hmm.
they are in a conversation.
Right.
People also idealized Aditya, you know,
Shahid,
the angry, introverted young man, sort of
thing.
So yes, we do think that both of them influence each other.
Hmm.
In
okay.
various ways.
Do you guys have a favorite romance movie? Because I think my example was Jab We Met.
Yes.
So I'm good on that aspect. You guys haven't given me a solid answer. Even Anupama hasn't given me a solid answer.
I think it's problematic, but I really like Hum Tum.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a huge Saif Ali Khan fan.
Okay.
Even that is a little bit problematic, but I really like Hum Tum because of how both of the characters had to grow to find each other later in life again.
Mm-hmm.
They went through many adult things and they sort of lived their lives and then came to understand each other. So I like that growth aspect of Hum Tum.
It's a building's romance.
Yes.
In Bollywood movies. That's nice.
Yeah.
That sort of growth is very rarely seen in romance movies. So that is where I think.
What about you, Anupriya?
I think I like Sanam Teri Kasam.
Okay.
And that's because, I mean, like, it really, they have portrayed very raw acting. I mean, like...
Can you tell me what this movie is about? I've never heard of it before.
Okay. So, it's... the guy was lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. And... the girl was from a strict South Indian family. Her father was really strict. And then they get into, like, they start having feelings for each other. And basically, the girl was totally innocent, Sati Savitri types.
Right.
And it was very difficult for her to find a very good match for her. And... in the process of finding some like good match, she fell into love with the guy.
Right.
And things happened, and then the girl became sick and something like that. But there is a lot of sacrifices made in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who knew that he loves her, but still he wanted, because the girl had that criteria, I have to come good in front of my father, in front of my parents.
Right.
I have to marry a very good boy, good earning man, some engineer or something. So the guy was in love and he was keeping up with that criteria along with the girl. But then they fall in love and then the girl becomes sick and then she dies, but he keeps loving her. So there was very raw in their acting, the portrayal of their feelings, and also a lot of sacrifices done in love.
Mm.
So I'm like, it set good example and good attachment with the audience, I guess.
Really? Do you guys agree or?
I feel like that guy, he didn't admit that he was in love with that girl.
Oh, he didn't.
No, later on that girl found out because she was working in the library and she wanted
yeah.
to know later on that,
he
oh,
tried.
This guy. He tried to admit her, but she didn't know about that guy love her.
Okay, so this is a movie that girls like, I guess?
I hate the miscommunication program.
Oh my god, just speak to each other. You're two grown adults.
Just speak to each other, you're two grown adults. Yes, that's... That's a nice line actually.
Yeah.
I don't think that's there in a lot of movies. I feel like then in that case movies will just be like 10 minutes long.
Yes.
Yeah, please. Please. Don't cry so much, yeah.
What is love without drama?
There are better dramatic things in life.
Do we have any movies like that are very like direct, very mature?
No.
No, not even one. I mean, I've seen like a few movies that sort of have this trope. Kapoor and Sons was one of them.
But it also has, I think, a lot of miscommunication trope.
There is miscommunication. There's also a very good movie that talks about like queer romance and stuff.
I think it's one of the movies that shows, has a positive reception to queer love. And for Bollywood, that's a huge thing.
Yeah. I mean, there are still like class differences in that movie, which I don't think many people can connect to.
Hmm.
But there is a queer angle which I think people can connect to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, did you guys read those articles I sent you to prepare for like this podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. What did you think about those articles? I think I sent one Times of India article and one NDTV article, right? If there's a way to attach the links, I will attach the links in the podcast episode. But yeah, what did you think about these articles?
I think the articles actually address the truth that romance
mm-hmm.
movies are sort of taking a backstage right now
mm-hmm.
in the face of action movies and some other historical dramas and also propaganda movies.
Mm-hmm.
Romance movies are taking a backstage, but I think at the same time there are a few movies that are coming out that are doing good as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I do agree with the articles, but overall.
Okay, let's talk about the Times of India one first. Mm-hmm. It says that romances are missing from theatres this Valentine's Day. Why? Right?
Yeah.
So why do you think that on Valentine's Day, a holiday generally celebrated, you know, across the world for romance and love,
yeah.
why do you think Bollywood is not really caring about it? Why are we not getting good romance movies on Valentine's Day?
I think that we talked about changing times, right?
Right.
And you guys talked about situationships and dating apps and such.
Right.
So right now, the atmosphere of love and how we define love right now is very different than what we would want to see in romance movies. So the audience, there's a disconnect between, that would happen between movies that would be portrayed and the audience right now.
Right.
And what the ideas about love would be. So, am I making sense?
I think so, yeah. I mean, like, there are the only movies that I remember seeing in theatres or that made like a big hit in pop culture. I think I remember Aashiqui 2 when it came out.
That's pretty old, yeah.
Yeah, Aashiqui 2 was a big deal. I remember that Tum Hi Ho song just played everywhere.
Yeah,
and people were always sad about it. Then we had that other movie, was it not? It was Channa Mereya, that song. Edele Mushkil was such a difficult watch. It was so complicated. And I don't understand why. You haven't seen it?
No.
Because of the bad reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have you not seen it?
No.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, great. So I watched a movie that you guys are not. I've seen this movie like 5 times in the theater because of my brother. He's a huge Shah Rukh Khan fan.
Okay.
It's basically a story about Ranbir Kapoor and he has like a relationship with one actress. It doesn't work out and then he tries to go after Aishwarya Rai, who's like this poet but who's also much older than him and like this very mature mommy kind of vibe.
Okay.
And that doesn't go well. He dumps her for, who's the actress in Aitale Mushkil?
Anushka
Sharma. Yeah, and he dumps Aishwarya Rai for Anushka Sharma and then that doesn't go well and she has cancer. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah, I think that is the problem. Bollywood
yeah.
is trying to make love really complicated.
Yes.
And really, ugh. Even the new Shah Rukh Khan romance movies like Dilwale and all of that.
Yes.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Dilwale is just, oh my god. Dilwale was really bad.
Why does Bollywood kill people? Like in... I mean, you fall in love with your partner and
right.
then just the other thing you know is the partner is dying.
Yeah.
Ending part is very hard. Like, like your partner
for Shahrukh Khan's old movie also, Kal Ho Na Ho.
That was a very hit movie. So,
but why? That was very sad.
That's a, it's a tragedy, I guess, and I guess people need that tragedy to.
That's a kick.
Kick, yeah.
But catharsis and all of that.
Catharsis and all of that, yeah. You know, like, oh, you know what? Their partner died on screen, so I should be very appreciative of my partner. What if my partner dies? Maybe that's an angle.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It could be a Bollywood equivalent for The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, The Fault in Our Stars.
Even that is a pop culture icon. So
that is a pop culture icon, yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know,
we had Bollywood remaking of it, right?
Yeah.
Sushant Singh Rajput's last movie. Yeah.
They remade Fault in Our Stars?
Yeah. But it
was it Dil Bichhara?
Something
was
there.
Oh,
that's Sushant Singh's last movie is a remake of The Fault in Our Stars.
Was it released?
Yes, yes.
Was it good?
I did not watch it.
No.
I mean, like, not good as
The Fault in Our
Stars. Obviously.
But close,
but
huh?
You know, we could talk about these remakes. Even Harry Met Sajal.
Yeah.
Shah Rukh Khan movie.
Harry Met Sajal.
That's once again a bad remake.
Yes, that remake did not fall. I can vouch for that. I saw that movie in theater. It was quite terrible. Shah Rukh Khan was not portrayed as the charming hero in that movie. Definitely something to say. So, do you think that action movies have sort of replaced romance movies as the main focus of Bollywood pop culture?
I think I would agree with this. Yes.
Yes. Why do you think that is? Because I feel like movies these days are very male-centric.
Yes.
Tending to the male ego.
Right. That's completely right. Movies like Animal, even Pushpa that released in the North Indian Bollywood circles as well.
Oh, the dub version.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Both of these are very male-centric, action and violence-centric movies.
Okay.
Which do have a love angle somewhere, but if you remove that angle, the movie would continue as it is.
Right.
The woman would be removed, that's it.
So the woman doesn't play roles. Like, there's no impact of women in cinema.
Pushpa 2, I would not completely agree with you because the entire plot was about how the male protagonist, obviously action, fighting and everything, choosing violence for his wife because she wanted something. The entire plot was about it.
Okay.
So, yeah, the like getting into action for love, for romantic.
But would you classify it as a romance movie or an action movie?
It's an action movie.
It's an action movie.
I mean, the male ego also involves romance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But not the way I feel that romance is viewed by women. I feel like this is how romance is viewed by men.
Men, yes.
Like, a woman should be available whenever to do romance. And then when not convenient, a man should get back to his main plot line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
Do you think that this is a problem or?
Oh, a huge problem. Even in movies that are supposed to be woman-centric, the woman does not play that huge a role as she should.
Mm.
I think it would not pass the Bechdel test, that is, that two women in a film should be able to talk between themselves without really addressing a man.
What is this test again?
Bechdel test.
Bechdel test, okay.
So I don't think any movie in Bollywood would pass that test.
Right.
So that is a huge problem. Women really don't make an impact in a movie.
That's true.
Even in the latest movie, starring Vicky Kaushal, Chhaava, the female lead actress has a huge good arc, but they cut the arc in between and they did not continue it further. They only continued the male arc, which is problematic. Same goes for period dramas that have huge romances in them, like Padmavati and Bajirao Mastani.
Which was that movie in which what's her name, Deepika Padukone, is that Padmavat?
Padmavat.
Where she goes into the fire at the end.
Yeah.
Is she dying in that movie?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so do you think that's a portrayal of women's agency in movies? Or is that again catered to the male fantasy? Because I know that's a romance movie, right?
It is based on a actual scene as well.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, really removed from it.
Okay.
And although they do portray that all of the women who went into the fire, they did it with their own agency and their own consent. But do you really think there was consent? Because the opposite army, the Muslim army, was going to enemies invade them. So was their consent really there? Or did they just choose the better of the evils?
That's definitely something that can be debated. Right.
Well, I have one more doubt.
Just
imagine if we successfully get a female-centric movie. Do you think will it become hit? You know, that is the problem. That
the
audience
is not receptive to women-centric movies.
Okay. But there are a few women-centric movies in Bollywood that have done decently well, if I'm not mistaken.
Movies like Thappad and the recent movie Mrs., they've not done well.
Okay.
In the male audiences that should receive them. Even
okay.
the female audiences. People are reviewing it as, tumko ghar mein do roti banane mein oppression lagta hai.
Right.
When men are going out, constructing and all of that. Working in construction.
Right.
So, the movies like these also are not, I think, being received well.
Yeah. So, that is interconnected very precisely.
Let's talk about two movies from that angle. What do you think about, we watched Margarita with a Straw. That's a very woman-centric movie, albeit it is minority literature because she is a disabled person.
Yeah.
But it's still a women-centric film. Then there's another one which, I think it's Anushka Sharma, she has mental health issues. Shah Rukh Khan's her therapist.
Alia
Bhatt, Dear Zindagi. That is also a women-centric movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, voices are there, but these are not romance movies per se. They're more of finding yourself movies, right?
Yeah.
Do you think those movies did reasonably well? Am I right or am I wrong?
I don't know about Margarita with a Straw, but Dear Zindagi did.
Dear Zindagi did reasonably well. Now, if we have the same movie structure that's women-centric, but we make it something with romance being the primary plot of the movie, do you think it'll do well?
No.
Why not?
Women are not found in love.
Okay.
In how are they? Not how they are portrayed in Bollywood.
Okay.
I don't see women coming out very nicely in romantic movies. It's the hero always, you know, sacrificing, and he's the one who is making it work, or as you said, male centric. I don't think so. It's gonna work.
I think I have a different point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would work because the audience wouldn't receive it well.
Okay.
So whenever a woman-centric movie comes out, the male audience would not want to go and watch. As it went with Barbie, there were only a few audiences that were male who went and actually had the impact of watching the movie.
Right.
So people do not generally tend to favor movies that have women characters in lead that way.
Okay. Right, because I've seen a lot of rom-coms in Hollywood movies, The Holiday or that other one with Pretty Woman. These are all very female-centric movies. You do have powerful male leads, but the leads are very they're token male leads. If you change them, it doesn't really make a difference. But the women are what drive the movie, right? I haven't seen that sort of reflected in Bollywood industries.
I agree.
Yeah?
Even in those movies, even in Hollywood, I think, they're complete that's a chick flick.
Yeah.
So that's sort of diminishing the movie a little just because it has a woman.
I feel like this word chick flick itself is something that's a very loaded term.
Yes.
Yeah, that is.
Why are we don't call, nobody refers to The Hangover, for example, as a guy flick.
Exactly.
It's a funny comedy movie.
Exactly.
But if it's a bunch of women, it becomes a chick flick.
Exactly. And do you think if The Hangover had three women instead,
right,
would it do really well? or that well?
I can't say. I cannot say. Maybe not.
Would women not be questioned about, oh, how are they drinking so much? How are they so irresponsible? The same questions do not apply to men in the movie.
It may not go down well with very orthodox audiences. Yes, for sure. I mean, they'll enjoy Hangover secretly, but they can't enjoy a women-led Hangover movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think an equivalent would be give me 4 more shots on Prime.
But
it's
yeah,
a series.
Uh-huh. I was about to... it's a series and it's very nice.
Is it romance?
It's not romance.
It has romance as part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are 4 women, independent women, who are living their lives independently. So there's a divorce scene, there's a
mm-hmm.
queer scene,
mm-hmm.
and then there's one... What is body... Positivity, plus feminist female scene, and then there's one more, I think journalism scene. So these are four women who are trying to find love, who are trying to live their lives, and they are living in Mumbai, so they have some sort of freedom, but this series isn't received well in India. It's not at all. Why? Because it shows that women actually can do things, and then people say, oh,
feminism
के नाम पे तुमको खुले कपड़े पहनने हैं, तुमको दारू पीनी है,
and
you want to just sleep with other people,
mm-hmm.
you want to lose your morals in the name of feminism,
mm-hmm.
but the same quotations do not apply to men.
Yeah, very true.
For the same movies or same similar kind of movies.
You know, guys, we started this podcast as like romance in Bollywood movies, but now it's turned into like feminism in Bollywood movies and culture, which I think is equally as important and should be spoken about. Because that also affects pop culture, right?
It does, yeah.
And feminism, romance is also very intricately connected.
Hmm.
Even in Mrs. movie, you know, it was very dominating kind of movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, there are lots of criticisms going on, like, oh, what's wrong in this movie?
Hmm.
There's nothing wrong.
Hmm.
It's normal only. My mother also did all this. It's nothing wrong.
It's a remake of The Great Indian Kitchen.
The Great Indian Kitchen, a Malayalam movie, yes, correct. Do you think that, let's talk about money for a second, right? The industry makes more money when they follow this general formula of action movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all one sort of formula, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even propaganda films like Janvi mentioned, war movies, nationalistic movies, etc., etc. It's a simple formula. You just take somebody's life story, you make some thing, you talk, put the Indian flag, and it's like a box office hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think people don't have the creativity anymore to make good romance films?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask them, because
yeah,
it's losing its creativity.
Yeah.
What do you guys think
about that?
On the big screen, there is a lack of creativity.
All right.
But like on smaller screens like Netflix, and then when we come to smaller seasons, some series that run on Instagram, I know they're not Bollywood, but I'm talking about that creativity is there, just not on the big Bollywood screen.
So it's decentralized.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good thing actually. There's something good came out of this then.
Do you guys realize that now the romantic movies are re-releasing?
Yeah.
Yes.
DDLJ I've heard is...
Yeah. Sanam Tirigasam, it got flopped, but now... Yeah.
Superhero.
So it's when Sanam Teri Kasam was released, it was a flop, but now it has been re-released
and it has earned more than its first release.
Yeah. Yes, almost
like 3 times more.
So do you think that, again, this is it reinforces my point exactly, right? Like, we don't have creative.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that we have a lack of stories today to talk about.
Exactly.
Romance has changed so much that we can have like 1,000 different aspects to look at romance in Bollywood movies. But because people are not spending the time or using the creative energy, they're just re-releasing old stuff.
Exactly. And I don't think that's working in the favor of Bollywood
anymore.
It is not. Because
And one more thing, they're copying South Indian movies.
Right.
Like for example, Hera Ferry. It's Malayalam movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was remake. Yeah, I got to know yesterday only. And Kabir Singh, it's also remake from South Indian movies. So most
Arjun
of the,
Reddy, right?
Yeah, so most of the super hit movies are copied from South Indian movies. So I think like they're not using their own creativity. They're just remaking the movies again with some
new plots.
And I don't think this is a strictly Bollywood problem. I feel like most other industries also are sort of fixating on this action formula.
I know, but I think Bollywood is too obsessed with South Indian movies. Because they're always remaking. Because I didn't know that Hera Ferry is such a blockbuster movie and it was remade from South Indian.
So if something does well in the South, you take the script and you redo it in
India.
I mean, that seems like a problem. You should have like enough stories.
Yes, exactly.
I think there are so many good novel adaptations that could happen.
Don't talk about Chetan Bhagat.
I would not talk about Chetan Bhagat at all.
But did you guys see Two States?
I think it was a decent movie.
Two States, okay.
That's
very nice.
My mother is a fan.
Is a Chetan Bhagat fan.
Not a Chetan Bhagat fan, a Two States fan.
So how is Two States is a romantic movie. Why don't we talk about that? We'll address Chetan Bhagat in our podcast. Why not? It's about pop culture, right? Let's do it.
I think authors like Chetan Bhagat and Ravinder Singh and all of these have very sort of limited imaginations. But at the same time, they are the ones who are putting out what the audiences in India want. That is why they are so famous, no?
They are pop culture writers.
So the audience relates to them. But then again, what definition of pop culture do we go with? Do we go with the fact that pop culture is low culture? So then that way, Chetan Bhagat would be low culture.
Chetan Bhagat, if you are listening to this, I'm sorry. That's true. It's mass culture, widely appreciated, widely wanted, I think, by many people, is what Chetan Bhagat and authors like him write about.
Yeah.
But I have not seen the movie Two States, so I don't know.
And like, one more thing I want to address
is
like in movies like Hum Saath Saath Hain, like in their like Madhuri Dixit's sister. Hum Aapke Hain Kaun. In that movie, Madhuri Dixit's sister dies, after giving birth or by accident she dies. But and they forced Madhuri Dixit to marry her.
Jiju.
So this kind of tradition is going on in India. So I think they are promoting these kind of things also.
Not promoting, I would say. Maybe it was culture back then when this movie was released. People used to do that in families, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
that is what like going with the flow, going with the generation.
It's like,
is about.
It's normal. You have to get married for the child.
Yeah, even I think that kind of movie would not do well right now.
Yeah.
So they're not reusing Hum Aapke Hain Kaun for a reason.
Yes.
The thing is that in this generation there is enough flexibility. People can think, for themselves actually.
Yeah, critically analyze the movie.
As you guys addressed, getting into situationship and everything.
Yeah.
People find it very easy. So connecting with people like that and creating something in Bollywood, that's what Bollywood is doing.
Yes.
But I don't think so that...
Is it what they're doing? Are they making
at least
really
trying to
acclaimed films that are
trying to do, I must say.
Really?
What do you think, Janvi?
I don't think Bollywood is trying to get with the age at all. Except for forcing the Gen Z slangs and terms into the movies.
Yeah.
Apart from that, they're not actually getting with the age.
That's true. I feel like, like she said, there are no critically acclaimed films in Bollywood. It's just about the money. It's not about the art.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, there's no good stories anymore.
All good movies are being released on like OTT platforms or on these smaller... spaces, not on the big screens. Is it also the fact that after COVID, big screens got a little old?
Well, that should be the same case for the United States and Hollywood. No? Why are we still getting good films from there? Why are we still getting good films from Europe?
That's true.
Why are we still getting good films from the Middle East? You know, that's... If it hit everybody the same, then why are we making shitty movies?
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't think it's that. I think it's more of a financial thing. Whatever makes the industry more money is what people will do. Otherwise,
Don't you think that's a bad thing that action movies are being
promoted
and remade and all of that? Do you think that has some sort of effect on the society?
I feel like action movies are easy, right? Action movies, like, there's a good person, there's a bad person, there's violence. And the good person will win at the end. But the problem with romance is that, let's look at two states. Two different states, I'm assuming, and there's like a romance between people of different regions, languages.
Yes.
But with India, what we have to also notice that there's a caste angle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the people do not want to make romance movies with a caste angle because it will not do well.
I agree.
Right?
People are not ready to accept that caste still exists in India.
Right.
Right.
And to do a film around it, for example, is something that would get it banned, for example. People will want it banned. In India, that's the thing. People don't like something, they call for a ban.
Yes.
So many movies have come out, even though they are good movies, they get banned on like day one, day two. And then you can't even watch it.
No, that's hard.
Yeah. So this is something that happens a lot with the Indian society in general.
Yeah.
And what do you think about the movie La Pata Ladies? Have you watched that movie?
Yes.
What do you think about it?
I love that movie for some reason.
What is La Pata Ladies?
It's
Who really likes that movie? Here. You said you really like. Okay, so summarize it for me.
So, practically the ladies get La Pata, like they get lost.
Mm-hmm.
But here, the lost means their self, like their identity being lost.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how did the movie start? Please.
So there are two sets of couples that get on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the brides are have this long gungat over them.
All right.
When it comes to getting down on the
station.
Out of the train and on the station, one of the brides gets interchanged and lost.
Okay.
So she gets down on a wrong station, and the other bride goes to the groom's house, around whom the story revolves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's how she's grateful that she got lost.
Mm-hmm.
So both of these brides have different character growth.
Okay.
And that is the La Pata angle of the movie.
Okay, is it a feminist movie?
Yes.
Okay.
And the girl who went with that guy, she was literate.
Okay.
And the girl who left, who was like,
who got down the wrong station, she was illiterate. She did not know the address of of her husband's house. Or anything. She did not know how to work.
Mm.
And then she has to make do with. So she learns to work. She learns to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decides to go back to her husband. Or her husband finds her. And the reunion happens. I think my favorite scene from the movie is that. So when they're trying to search for this bride that got down on the wrong station, they only have one picture together.
Mm.
And she has this long gungad over her.
Yes.
So they go to this Muslim man.
Okay.
Muslim man says, "Oh, gungad ke bina to kisi ki identity nahi dikhegi na.
Right.
Tumne uske identity chupa di hai." And then his wife comes out in a burqa. So that's the irony is there.
Mm.
So it is sort of attacking patriarchy with the patriarchy.
Yeah. Mm. Patriarchy is a very Indian thing. Like, it exists in all cultures, all communities. Mm. Yes, for sure. Alright. So, I think to conclude, we can probably maybe talk about. You said you had something to say about how romance is portrayed in Bollywood.
One more feminist angle about romance being portrayed.
Yeah.
Even in romance movies where women's voices should be heard.
Right.
They're not as important as the man's voice.
Okay.
They need to be a certain way to be accepted by the man.
An agreeable woman.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that agreeableness happens in some certain ways for the woman. And unless until she gets the man, she's not complete. But the man is always complete.
Hmm.
So that angle is there.
Hmm. But do you think the way that, you know, a woman's sexuality, for example,
yes.
in Bollywood movies, Do you think it's an issue? Because I think we spoke about item songs in our last episode,
yeah.
Right? And Anupama was the only woman on the podcast at that point, and she did not appreciate the idea at all, right? And I have clearly no opinion on this, but what do you guys feel about like a woman's sexuality being shown on screen to cater to a male fantasy maybe? Or it's probably just her own self-expression. It's up for debate, actually.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
So for item songs, I think I would agree with Anupama's point a little bit.
Okay.
The abject objectification of women that happens. Especially when item songs come in between the movie and have no relation to the movie at all.
Right.
For example, they are there in horror movies for no apparent reason. Yes.
Oh my god, yeah. Indian horror movies are a different other podcast altogether.
We need a whole another episode for that.
Yeah.
So I think there the objectification is very wrong.
Okay.
But on the other hand, I think right now girls, young women are taking item songs as their own, taking back their own power. They're talking to their own sexuality and becoming confident that way.
Right.
So in a way, in a very roundabout way, I think that is doing some good maybe, but more or less bad. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I can agree any less to your point. And what Anupama said was also true. But this Ravina Tandon's daughter, no, what's her name?
Tandon Jr. New song, right?
Uyamma. So it was her debut, and she danced in an item song. So yeah, that will strengthen her point. What she's told about. Like, yeah, women bringing up themselves, like bringing out their point. So, yeah,
you know, I think the main problem with item songs is the objectification, of course, and how they sort of remove the idea of consent altogether.
How so?
So, if you are in an item song, you're portrayed as a woman who has given their consent to the men in the movie, and you are okay with whatever things. And from with the men in the movie, you also give the consent to the men who are watching the movie. So that idea of consent is fully removed there.
Right. And it shows that...
I'm available.
I'm available, or I'm inclined...
Yes.
...to get into a physical relationship with any guy that just comes in. Like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially these happen at like places like... where men gather, you know, usually happens at bars and pubs, like item songs at clubs and stuff.
Yes.
Right. So I feel like men go to bars and clubs looking to pick up women, looking to hookups and stuff. I feel that's a very tangible thing where you see Bollywood movies or any movies like interrelating with pop culture, like actually connecting with pop culture. People watch these movies and they think they can go and do these things.
Exactly.
Yes.
But clearly, you cannot.
Cannot, exactly.
Yeah.
You were also talking about the change that has happened, as in how now movies have more sensual scenes right on the screen rather than two flowers kissing each other. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? What do you say?
I think it's a good thing. Why? Because, there are... I don't know if it makes sense or not, but there were women complaining about men not knowing
where the sex organs are and all of that.
Also foreplays.
Yeah.
And how to start, having a good quality time. So that's what the screen has done to the culture now. Like maybe the men watching those movies, started appreciating what does it take to make your women happy.
I mean, it's a very concerning point that you're making, that men have to learn about sex ed from Bollywood movies, which I feel like is a bigger problem to worry about.
You know, in India as a country, we are very conservative that way.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
talk about sex at all.
Right.
I have not talked about sex with my parents unless until I had to force the conversation on my mother.
Excellent.
So Bollywood movies is a good way to sort of introduce this topic.
Like an icebreaker.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You see people kissing on the screen, but now you see people talking about sex on the screen as well.
Right. So it may not be what people like. I feel like the popular part of pop culture is not the sensuality on the screen, but maybe it should be, because it's opening up conversations. Is what you're trying to say?
Yes, it is opening up conversations. And healthy relations happen when you have uncomfortable talks. So
yes.
This is a way to have those uncomfortable talks.
I mean, the more you have uncomfortable talks, the less uncomfortable the topics become.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Less the complicated relationship you will have.
Right.
So I think women having sex on the screen is a good thing.
Is a good thing for me as well.
Anupama?
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
All right. So coming to our final point, what do you think about women's voices on screen? Because you said women having sex on screen or expressing their sensuality on screen is a good thing. So do you think it's being reflected that way today?
In a few movies and series, I think yes.
Okay.
But it does need a lot of work.
Yeah.
But talking about Lust Stories. I like that series.
Lust Stories, yes,
yes.
Definitely. It's a good good series, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for a country that has the Kama Sutra, we don't really talk about sex. That's ironic.
That's actually irony.
So women's voices on the screen.
You go.
As I said, I think it needs a lot of work still from the audience's side as well and the filmmaker's side as well. There are very good stories that should be on the screen that are not there. I think I talked about the female arc being cut off in all the movies.
Right.
So that way it needs a lot of work.
Men need to accept movies like that, appreciate movies like that, so that it would give the makers, you know, that confidence to make such movies. So yeah, it is interconnected completely with the culture, how the audience take it, you know. If the generation can be flexible about their relationship status, having situationship, then why not this?
Why not this? Excellent.
Yes.
So, closing statements, I think, let's all make them now. I'll go first. I feel that this podcast episode was very productive in that I got to talk with three lovely women about women's voices in the Bollywood industry, as well as how romance is portrayed. Feminism was a big topic we spoke about this podcast episode, which is awesome. I am definitely looking forward to very female-centric romance movies, hopefully in the next 5-6 years. And from Bollywood, I'm hoping to see some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Anupama, what do you want to say before we let our guests speak?
Nothing much. Let's hope for good only. Let's hope that we can see good movies.
Yeah. Guys, closing statements.
I think Bollywood needs to attack the patriarchy at its nose more than...
Nose?
Yes.
Why nose? That's a weird part of the body to attack.
Because in India, I think we say that the ego stays on the nose.
Nose, yeah.
The anger and the ego is on the nose.
Okay.
So if you break that,
it
sort of breaks a huge part of patriarchy.
All right. So, attack patriarchy is his nose from Janvi's. Janvi's closing line. A call to action. Nice. Anupriya, you get the last line on this podcast.
If we if we want good romantic movies and good romanticism stay in our culture, then we need to have some good accepting movies where women can come out really good. People have to accept that, and believe me, if people start accepting that, there will be good amount of Bollywood romantic Bollywood movies.
I think hogging on to her statement a little bit more, mm-hmm. we need more women written by women. And we need more men written by women as well in Bollywood.
We need more women writers. Good point. Yes. I feel like we should have been speaking about this the whole time. But yes, we'll keep it in our closing remarks. More women writers to write more women-centric stories.
Yes.
And also more men written by women in the Bollywood industry.
Yes.
I hope you hear that, men writers. This one's for you. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everybody for being part of this lovely conversation. And I think we'll close our second episode of Pop Culture with Jason and Anupama. Cool name.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for inviting us, and yeah, you made our Sunday productive. Now I can say this.